Well, good.
Okay, Madam Clerk, it's off. You still have problems, it's not.
I'd like to call us into session at this time, our fifth day of this CJO session. Going to begin with a prayer, I believe it's Mr. Maker, Congressman Maker, if you offer a morning prayer for us. Thank you.
It would be an honor. In thoughts of our country, in thoughts of our country, Zika, they all want to signify, humpakaha, ilaha, walanke, talikomba, wajaji, nikashi, mafpanya, kaha, wajaji, nikashi, balkere, walakomba, kistomai, odila, talikomba, jikaji, apa, balkere, walakomba, no nikashi, balkere, ulekapikse. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, and thank you for that rain this morning, to nurture our earth. I want you to be here among us today as we go through the business of our people. Give us the wisdom, courage, knowledge, as the old chiefs had, as they brought us forward to this new world, this modern world. So give us that knowledge that we can do good decisions for our people. Bless those that are grieving, sick, and our service members overseas, bring them safely home to their families. We are patiently waiting for them to come home. And bless the children, elders, and just bless all our people with good blessings. The same way as Christ my name.
Madam Clerk, may I have a roll call, please, for our presence?
Congresswoman Bucklehead, present. Congresswoman Edwards,
present.
Congressman Hamilton,
present.
Congressman Maker,
here.
Congressman Norris,
here.
Congresswoman Pratt,
here.
Congressman Shaw,
here.
Congressman Supernaw,
here.
Congressman Tillman,
here.
Congressman Walker,
here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn,
here.
Speaker Mason,
present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn,
present.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. Going to number three on our agenda is approval of the journal. Giving you some time, please, to review the journal. If there's any corrections, additions, deletions, please advise.
Page 3, down about two-thirds of the way, there needs to be a space between 89 and 2.
Thank you. Bucklehead.
Page 5, strike the S after Congressman Walker.
So noted and is corrected, thank you. Congressman Norris.
Page five, one, two, three, four. I think it's the fifth sentence down. Congressman Walker's, that was the same thing that happened yesterday, I believe. Walker, I believe.
Yes, sir. So noted and it's corrected.
Motion to approve the journal for September 8th as amended.
Second.
And I have a second. Congressman Whitehorn.
I found one more correction on motion to exit on the last page.
Okay, please advise.
It says motion to exit into committee of the whole.
So noted. Congresswoman Pratt.
It is a minor two, but page four on 1692, health and wellness, health is a capital O, or the H on health. And then there's a stray period in the middle of the page for Speaker Mason refers 1694. In the young culture, then there's another period.
What was the first one?
Health and wellness at the top of the page.
Okay.
Congressman Walker.
And at the very end, 2:15 a.m. should be p.m.
Thank you for those corrections. We do have a motion to accept with amendments, and we have a second. Any other additions, corrections, deletions? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. The journal is approved. Number four, are there any select committees to report out? Seeing none. Item five is reports of standing committees. Any standing committees to report out? Seeing none. Number six, introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills and or resolutions to present? Seeing none. Number seven. Congressman Shaw.
Introduction?
Yes, introductions of bills and resolutions.
Just a moment. No, I do not have any.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to number seven. Bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of Congress. I'm reading an ONCA 1697, which is an act to amend 15 ONC Section A-101 to add definitions to promote uniform use, meaning an application to be used in all legislation, support documentation, budgeting, and spending, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Please continue.
I just want to briefly say that this, in essence, is the same bill that was filed and passed by Congress, I believe, in the last session, and perhaps vetoed or pocket vetoed. We've been dealing with a lot of budgeting terms. We struggle with projected revenue, things like that. This defines those terms. We already have this on law. It adds more terms so that when we talk about support documentation, we all are on the same page. So that's what this bill does. ONCA 1698 is an act to authorize and appropriate $8 million to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund out of the General Fund of the Treasury to carry out the purposes of the Osage Nation Education Scholarship Act. This is the funding for spring, summer, fall now, I guess, since we've gone to a fiscal year, apparently, funding cycle. So this will have the money for the students for the spring, summer, and next fall. ONCA 1699 is an act to authorize and appropriate $5 million to the Health Benefit Plan Fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue. This is to replenish the Health Benefit Fund. Hopefully we'll hear some statistics from the executive branch who is interfaces with the third-party administrator of that plan. ONCA 16100 is an act to repeal and replace the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act with the Merit-Based Employment System Act to establish an alternate effective date. This bill, I believe, complies with the mandates of the Osage Constitution, which calls for the Congress to provide a merit system of employment. In the past, the law that we've had that we proclaimed, I guess, satisfied that requirement is called a Workforce Pay for Performance Act. A merit system involves the hiring and promoting of individuals, employees, based on their merit, based on their skills and their qualifications. So this bill, I believe, complies with the mandate of the Constitution that we provide a merit system of employment, including a grievance. This is, in essence, what the committee, the Government Operations Committee, was considering last session. We ran up against adjournment. It would still be in committee, but for the elections. I just want to reiterate that this was filed April 1st of last year. It was heard 2 to 3 times during the Government Operations Committee meeting. It was circulated to all members, to the chief's office, and to Scott Johnson. Again, it's been circulated to all members, to the chief's office, specifically to Scott Johnson, and I believe we need to put some attention to this, and I hope we will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I'm reading in ONCA 16101, an act to authorize and appropriate continuing appropriations for the operation of unfunded Osage Nation government entities at the appropriation rates authorized for fiscal year 2016 until fiscal year 2017 appropriations are approved by the chief or approved by veto override and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
This is essentially the equivalent to what has been called a continuing resolution. It will become effective only if by October 1st we do not have, we have one or more executive branch entities or general appropriation bills that have not been been passed or appropriated for as of yet, with the notion of subpoenas being issued for documentation, possible legal proceedings regarding the subpoenas. I believe the Congress needs to have the certainty that we're not looking at a government shutdown. We're looking at continued funding, if necessary, if we are still working on budgets or still involved in trying to obtain necessary information to process those budgets.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Supernov.
I've read in ONCR 1637, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for the fiscal year 2017.
Okay, thank you, sir. My assignments are the following. ONCA 1697 is assigned to government operations. ONCA 1698 is assigned to education. ONCA 1699 is assigned to health. ONCA 16100 is assigned to government operations. ONCA 16101 is assigned to appropriations. ONCR 1637 is assigned to commerce. Congresswoman Edwards.
Mr. Speaker, I would move that ONCA 1697 and ONCA 16100 be reassigned to appropriations.
Second.
And I have a second. Discussion.
Well, we all know that the Government Operations Committee ends up with the bulk of all the legislation, while some of the other committees have but one piece. And in looking at the schedules and the ability of the committees to get to some of these things really timely, it looks like other committees have more space, and appropriations is one of those committees. I conversed with Congresswoman Bufflohead yesterday about whether any of these bills could get, particularly the merit bill, could get on a committee early next week, and she's got her plate full, so I'm just going to suggest that we spread the workload out a little bit and move these two bills over to appropriations.
Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Congresswoman Bufflohead.
Just for everyone's, before we vote, the earliest I could get these on an agenda would be the week of September 19th, because I've already set the agenda, I've already made my meeting time, set the agenda, and then notified the judicial branch, the Attorney General's office, and executive when their budgets will be up. So that would be the earliest. So if you're wanting this to go before a committee, I would suggest you vote yes to move it to appropriations if you want it to go there soon.
Thank you. Any other? Congressman Shaw and Congressman White.
Taking some of the workload off Government Operations, and not, I'm sure they're up to the task. It may be a time frame issue, and you know we have at least two meetings next week, and right now would not have anything on those agendas. So we I have time allotted for that with pre-scheduled meetings.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The numbers again that you made this motion were 1697 and 1698?
I'm sorry, 1697 and 16100.
16100?
Yes.
Okay, but that's, I support doing so because of the massive schedule that Government Operations has, so that's all I need to say.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. 1697 is reassigned to appropriations. And 16100 is assigned to appropriations. Thank you. Moving on, number 7. Motions and notices. Are there any motions and or notices? Congresswoman Pratt and Congresswoman Edwards.
The Cultural Committee will meet today at 12:30.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have a motion based on some activities from yesterday. I move to issue a subpoena to Scott Johnson to appear to give testimony at a committee meeting set by the Chair of Education and for production of the following documents to the Clerk of the Osage Nation Congress pursuant to Osage Law. Number one, performance of the Education Department of the Education Division in meeting the goals set out in the FY16 Division Plan filed August 2016 and any subsequent plans. Two, most current Scholarship America contract. Three, reason the scholarship payments. I'm sorry, documents showing the reason the scholarship payments for fall 2016 have been delayed past the start of the school year. Three, any new reporting requirements made of Scholarship America and students since summer 2015. Five, documents showing the number of students on academic probation as of September 1st, 2016. Six, documents showing the number of scholarships and amount, dollar amounts billed out of out for FY15 and spring and summer 2016. together with totals for the calendar school year. 7, documents showing the written criteria and process, if any, for awarding scholarships outside the Osage Nation Education General Scholarship. 8, documents showing number of student interns for the 2016 calendar school year by field of study. 9, documents showing the amount paid out for the field of study internship. 10, documents showing the number of students enrolled in the Sylvan tutoring program. 11, documents showing the amount paid to the Sylvan for FY2016 year to date. 12, documents showing the number of students enrolled in the on reservation student tutoring program. 13, documents showing the amount paid out for the on-reservation tutoring program year to date. 14, any and all documents referencing in any way line item shifting within the education division. 15, documents identifying the accounting program line and amount of all funds utilized to operate the Pawhuska Wyatt from October 1, 2016 to date. 16, monthly financials for the following. A, college entrance testing assistance. B, nationwide Sylvan Learning Center voucher. C, Osage County certified tutor voucher program. D, youth council leadership program. E, summer youth Osage Nation employment. F, stolen accommodation awards. G, career technology financial assistance. 17, documents of any kind relating to the Skytook Wheeler facility, including any contract, lease, emails, letter sent to clients of the daycare, interoffice correspondence, and or written directives to shift funds from the wages in the WELA account number to a lease purchase, to lease purchase a building in Skytook. 18, the current education division organization chart list showing all positions in the division.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second for discussion.
Okay, second for discussion. Discussion, Congresswoman Edwards.
In the past, in the education division, in the education committee, we've been able to have access to some or most of these documents that come in the regular course of us receiving support documentation. And also, usually we get a report from the education division that has all those statistics that I read about who's on probation, how much money we've paid out for scholarships, how many people have taken tutoring. We used to get quite a comprehensive booklet, you might remember that. Starting in the spring, we got no such information. And continuing to now, if someone were to ask me how many people are enrolled in the Student Sylvan Learning Center, I couldn't tell you because we don't have that information that we used to get. So yesterday in our meeting, we talked about many of these things, and I think in fairness, the person that was here to report on these things didn't have that information and didn't particularly know that he was supposed to provide that information or have access to that information. So I told him, he said, I'd like for it in writing. So I put it in writing. And this way it's very clear, I think, what we're looking for and what we need. And so that's the purpose of this. I can send an email, but that doesn't seem to be working.
Discussion to the motion, Mr. Supernon and Mr. Walker.
I'm just clarification, I might have misheard. That stipend is directed to Scott Johnson.
No, it's directed to Mary Wildcat.
You said Scott Johnson.
You said Scott Johnson.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I need to correct myself.
So
this is to Mary Wildcat. I'm sorry.
Well,
I got one for Scott Johnson.
Also, there was something, I thought you mentioned something about construction documents. Would that be information education would have? Or?
No, I didn't mention anything about construction documents.
Okay, I thought you said something about buying property.
I did mention something about facility purchase or lease, yes, but it has to do with an education division facility, and yesterday we saw it in an education division budget, so I'm trying to find out what it is.
Oh.
Or the committee wants to know what, the Congress wants to know what it is.
I think it was Mr. Walker I wanted to acknowledge.
I thought she said Scott Johnson as well, and I was going to point that out.
Thank you.
I would, I thought maybe that you meant Casey Johnson. He is the Director of Operations. Would that not be maybe more suited to be directed to him rather than the Program Director?
It's hard to know. I can, I will take your suggestion and add that I would like to issue the same subpoena to Casey Johnson. That way, we've covered the bases of two people that might have access to that information.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, would it be appropriate for me to request a copy of these that we can look at, we can see what it is? It's pretty exhaustive. Does any other member wish to see a copy of what she's asking with any of the documents that she's going to make a motion from and take a brief recess to get those copies if she would provide them to us?
I'd be happy to provide them.
Speaker would entertain a motion to recess to the call of the speaker.
So I assume moved. You want the ones for the other two that I have.
Motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. We're in recess to the call of the speaker.